Hi, this is Elmore Leonard. I'm listening to Film Sociology, and it's a real program. It's great.
It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the multiplex and the art house. What's new on video and streaming, and you might also hear about some dead people we like.
We don't have time for dead people we don't like.
Anyway, this is Film Sociology, where you'll find out what's the next cinematic marvel.
It was unbelievable!
And what's just a movie.
Shut up! My God, you have no freaking life!
Okay, here's your host and my dad, Matthew Soucy.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soucy. This show is available on iTunes, and like all of the podcasts here at WFYI, available on Spotify. I hope you have a relaxing and great Thanksgiving weekend. It might be just you and me. I'm kind of waiting on a call at the time of the recording of the show, but, you know, life and work happens. So anyway, we're going to start with the grab a pencil portion of the program, and then see if my annual guest around this time of year shows up. It happens, so no worries. So grab a pencil. Let's find out what you've been watching this week. We start on Twitter with Terry, who writes Belfast. Really enjoyed it. I got to get to that one. And then John writes on Twitter, I just watched American Folk on Amazon Prime. Wow, really enjoyed it. And I didn't know it existed until now. It's similar to Once, but I don't want to categorize it. Both movies are music-centric and both are completely watchable. Thank you, John. Yes, I adore the film Once, and I would love to see American Folk. So thank you for that. Going to last week's post on Facebook because Facebook does things. Remind me, by the way, when you see me on the street, remind me to tell you about my altercation with Facebook. That was amusing. All right, back to Facebook. We start with Stephanie, who writes, Tomorrow Afterlife, I can't wait. Michelle writes, Eternals, Shang-Chi, iRobot, 2012, and Hawaii with Julie Andrews. If I mentioned these from last week, I'm sorry. Robert Muggy, who I'm hoping to get back on the show very soon, plus his fine, fine documentary Deep Blues has gotten a reissue and restoration, if I remember right. Anyway, it's being re-released on Film Movement Classics, and you should grab it. So, in fact, last week's house party featured musicians who appear in that documentary. Hope to get him back on the show very soon. Anyway, Robert writes the Otto Preminger film Laura, Nightmare Alley, Somewhere in the Night, and The Big Steal. Thank you, Robert. Cassandra writes Red Notice and said it was fantastic. Kara writes Shang-Chi. Teresa writes Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and it sucks. Oh, Teresa, I did read this from last week. Sorry. Tron, Breakfast Club, and Detroit Rock City. Okay, let's scroll down a bit because the internet does that. Kathy writes The Boy Who Harnessed the World, deemed it extraordinary. Mario writes Pulp Fiction. Moveen writes Binge on The Crown Season 3. Dennis writes McHugh, the John Wayne in 70s Seattle film. There's a fun story on that because John Wayne turned down Dirty Harry and he wound up doing two modern day cop films, McHugh and Brannigan. Not the best, but you know, have some pizza, have some beer. But it does feature a really cool stunt with the car rolling on the beach several times. So there is that. But yeah. A little interesting thing in McHugh there. Abby writes, The Presidio, very interesting Sean Connery, Mark Harmon, Meg Ryan throwback. So thank you, Abby. Back to Facebook. Nick Rogers writes, All Too Well, the short film, Disfluency, Swan Song, and The Tragedy of Macbeth. And yes, I got to attend the screening of Macbeth. That's the Denzel Washington, Francis McDormand one done by Joel Cohen. One Coen brother, and I believe that's opening Christmas Day, so you'll have to wait and hear a full report on that. Jared writes Christmas Vacation and Clue. Dustin writes Major Barbara and Tick, Tick, Boom. Erica writes the Star Wars Holiday Special on Riff Tracks, The Reckless Moment, and the Mystery Science Theater 3000 treatment of the human duplicators. Okay, Glenn Dobb is just making up nonsense about Dune. Timothy Chalamet, Great Paul or Greatest Paul, a Netflix special. Okay, that's great. Just means he watched Dune again. Melissa writes, Hand of God, Tick, Tick, Boom, House of Gucci, and Dear Christmas. David writes, Casablanca, and Tick, Tick, Boom. Joe writes, The General's Daughter, Stripes, and Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Doug writes, Bringing Up Baby, which he writes with and without Peter Bogdanovich's commentary, which means he watched it twice. How to Marry a Millionaire, How to Be Very, Very Popular, Star Wars, and Tick, Tick, Boom. Chris writes House of Gucci, Summer of Soul, Hawkeye, The Hand of God, Beyond Paranormal, and The Tragedy of Macbeth. And then Chris made fun of the poster for The Tragedy of Macbeth. It's a visual, friends. David writes Ghostbusters Afterlife, Red Notice, and Jungle Cruise. Joshua writes Jagged, Tick, Tick, Boom, which he deems highest recommendation, The Rocker, The Player, Red Notice, Wall Street, and Moneyball. Amy writes Tick, Tick, Boom, 12 Mighty Orphans, and Life Inside Out. Lou Harry says House of Gucci, Jared Leto giving the worst, most misguided performance by an actor that I can recall. He also watched The Tragedy of Macbeth and the Globe Theater's Romeo and Juliet, as well as The Martian. Christian writes Hunger Games. Mary writes Duck Soup and A Night at the Opera. Excellent. Double bill right there. Rachel writes Hold That Ghost. Missy writes Shang-Chi. Eric writes Nick Ray's The Lusty Men and The Transporter. Krista writes Kurt Vonnegut Unstuck in Time. Jenny writes Hunger Games. Kurt writes The Blind Side for Belle Trace's Saturday Night at the Movies. Thank you, Kurt. David writes Moneyball and Castaway. Kevin writes The Electrical Life of Lewis Wayne. Nancy writes Belfast. Susanna writes Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, Capote, and Captain Phillips. Michelle writes Conspiracy Theory, The Legend of Zorro, and Hunger Games. James writes Mockingbird Don't Sing and The Indestructible Man. Vin writes I loved Ghostbusters Afterlife, and I cried. Well, thank you for sharing that, Vin. This is a safe, warm environment. The film sociology grab a pencil portion on Facebook. Eric writes Daydream Believers and deemed it awful. And then he also watched Tick, Tick, Boom. Taylor writes The Spark Brothers, Mr. Right, Dean Martin, King of Cool, and Kiss Me Stupid. Andrea writes Tick, Tick, Boom. I may have to watch it half a dozen more times just to be completely sure of its greatness. Okay. Wayne writes Ghostbusters Afterlife, 4 stars. It's Goonies plus Stranger Things. Okay. Wayne also writes American Dreamer, Jim Gaffigan, Had My Stomach in Knots. Powerful and depressing. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Britt writes King Richard, Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Ten Rings, Dumbo, the Tim Burton version, Jungle Cruise, Those Who Wish Me Dead, and The Big Year. Jay writes, We saw King Richard and Ghostbusters Afterlife. Both were very good. Scotty writes, Rita Moreno, just a girl who decided to go for it. Fabulous documentary on Netflix. Everything from the immigrant experience to overcoming racism in Hollywood to the casting couch. She has had a long life in entertainment and didn't miss a single experience. I'm with you on that, Scooter. It's an excellent documentary. Glad you got to check that out. Daniel writes, La Durone, Who You Think I Am, The Absent-Minded Professor, Young and Beautiful, Frequency, and Tick, Tick, Boom. Chris writes The Girl with All the Gifts, Almost Famous, and Christmas Vacation. Tony writes Cleopatra, then the I, Claudia series, I'm on a toga kick. Well, you know, Tony, who isn't? Tracy writes Lady and the Tramp. Don writes Downsizing and Do the Right Thing. Mario writes Grand Budapest Hotel. Mike writes, Look and See, A Portrait of Wendell Berry. Kathy writes, Very Old School, Nicholas and Alexandria. Oh, 1971, if I remember right. Gary writes, Castle in the Sky, The Mystery Science Theater Treatment of I Accuse My Parents, Ghostbusters Afterlife, and The Gospel According to Al Green. Speaking of Robert Muggy, nice snag there, Gary. Linda writes, King Richard and Tick, Tick, Boom. Sean writes The Muppets Christmas Carol, Santa's Sleigh, Krampus, and Home Alone. Okay, happy holidays to you there, Sean. Adam writes Halloween Kills and Dune. Leslie writes Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown. Emily writes Shang-Chi. It was marvelous. Jed writes, watch the Marx Brothers in A Day at the Races and Go West for the first time. Really enjoyed these. Can't wait to watch more. Yep, Night at the Opera, Horse Feathers. Yeah, get on that, Jed. But very good. Nancy writes, Aliens. Nikki writes, The Harder They Fall. Moveen writes, a TCM binge. Charade, Sex and the Single Girl, Niagara, Bus Stop, Kim, The Boy with Green Hair, Sky Point to Dean Stockwell there, Red Shoes, and she said, I love TCM. Yes, Moveen, we all do. That's cool. Molly writes, Ghostbusters Afterlife. Beverly writes, Spencer. Missy writes, Tick, Tick, Boom, and Rent Live. Kate writes, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Elaine writes, Red Notice. Andra writes, Second Best Marigold Hotel and An Unfinished Life. Andra Faye, Lynn and I watched that the other night. She picked it, and I just got hopped right in. So good stuff there. Alan writes, Richard Pryor live and smoking. You know, Alan, I'm glad you mentioned that. I forgot to mention that when I was discussing the Richard Pryor box set, which is out on Time Life, the complete Richard Pryor Uncensored. Live and Smokin' was a 1971 concert where not a lot of people in a little New York club, and he was trying out material that would wind up going over much bigger on some of his early comedy albums. So, yeah, interesting to see the work in progress with that piece. Thank you, Alan. Andy writes, King Richard. Pamela writes, Riding in Cars with Boys. John writes, Ice Age, and I finally got to show my wife What's Eating Gilbert Grape. She's more of a TV person, and I'm trying to find movies she would like. Only took me 7 years to get her to watch this one. John, congratulations. That's a good one to show her. It's been on our list of showing it to Emma for years. It happens, so keep at it. Mark writes, Stroshek. David writes, Jungle Cruise, Across the Universe, Life is Beautiful, Season 1 of Yellowstone, Ghostbusters Afterlife, and An American Pickle. Robert Muggy's back. I read last week, so I'm reading his this week. That's okay. Elia Kazan's Panic in the Streets, I Wake Up Screaming, Where Danger Lives, House from the Hill, and Mrs. Parker and the Vicious Circle. Mike chimes in, loved Home from the Hill and the William Humphrey novel it's based on. He was from Clarksville, Texas, just east of Paris, and the film was shot there. And I wound up attaching, I had just reviewed that film for the Film Yap, which happened earlier this month. So there's actually, you can go to the Film Yap webpage. You can see my reeling backward review of Home from the Hill, as well as the Richard Pryor box set, the Melvin Van Peebles box set, and the Deep Blues documentary. So there you go on that. It's all in the timing, friends. Roger writes, The Many Saints of Newark. A friend of mine appears playing music in a couple scenes. Other than that, not very pretty. Carrie writes, Red Notice and Dune. Stan writes, The Invention of Lying. Austin, Medium Cool Podcast. Austin, I swear we'll get together and finish it. The Card Counter, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, King Richard, and Elf. Patty writes, Belfast. Abby writes, Raising Arizona. Joni Watch says, I watched the Broadway production of Holiday Inn and Elf. Jay writes, Ghostbusters Afterlife. Kathy writes Ghostbusters Afterlife. Kathy, different Kathy, writes Mr. Brooks. And finally, Daniel writes, watch Dune and the Eternals. And there you go, friends. That's what you've been watching the last week or so. It's a long holiday weekend, so hopefully you found some titles that are new, or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites.
Silent Breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Go see a good movie. You deserve it. There's plenty out there. Hopefully next week I'll have my annual holiday guest, the film sociology tradition. Friends, sometimes just life and work get in the way of coming on this show, and that's okay. I want to end with a little mini audio tribute to a great actor and an even better friend, and those who are familiar with the Indianapolis stage scene, about Robert Neal, who passed away earlier this week. My wife got to share the stage with him many, many times. We still refer to him as King Hubby because of IRT's production of Hamlet.
And my favorite of his performances was his one-man show as James Beard. And whenever a phone rings, to this day, my daughter and I have been known to say, goody, goody. And you just have to know the one-man show to appreciate it. And he was the unofficial Orson Welles correspondent here at Film Sociology. Him on the show was like me visiting him socially. Not enough. Never enough. So I love you, Robert. Thank you for your contribution. Love to your family. And here's a little audio for you, pal. Take care, everybody.
How'd it go?
It was interesting.
You see Harris?
Yes. He didn't have the tape.
You've had a call from MI5.
The spook department. Who?
Sir Robert Neal. Wants to meet you for lunch tomorrow. Sending his car at 12.